This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 31st. God's word to you today is unstrained joy. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verse 10, and it says, "And when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and celebrated with unrestrained joy." The first joy killer during Christmas and beyond is anxiety. Mary chose to trust God, and her anxiety melted, and she was filled with joy. The second joy killer is resentment over hurt or bitterness. Are you going to be better, or are you going to be bitter? Are you going to be bitter, or are you going to be blessed? Joseph chose to be graceful, and he let the hurt or bitterness go, and he was filled with joy. The third enemy of joy is confusion. Where do I go? To the left or to the right? Should I go forward or should I go backward? People are confused at Christmas. The wise men were confused. When they got to Jerusalem, they lost their direction and they lost their joy. They turned Jerusalem upside down, looking for the direction of the King of the Jews. Many people are confused. What do I do with this man or woman I married? What do I do with this family that God has given me? What do I do with this business? What do I do? What did the wise men do when they got confused? The wise men were confused, and they chose to follow God's light. When you are confused, you need to choose to follow God's light for your life. Matthew 2 verse 9 says, "After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was." The wise men did not have a map. They followed God's light. Most times, we want God to give us a map for our lives. God does not work like that. God will not give you a map. Why does God not give us maps for our lives? God does not give us maps for two reasons. The first is that if God gives you a map and you see the map for your life, you would be confused. Think about it. Look at your life in retrospect. There are paths we would not want to follow. We will be afraid and confused, and so many things would happen. Secondly, God would not give you a map because if he did, you would not be dependent on him for direction. After all, you already have the map. God gives us a lamp, not a map. You have a compass and a map. Psalm 111 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." The word of God is indispensable. You need to read your Bible and know your Bible. Know what the Word of God says. The Word of God is a lamp. A lamp just shows you the next step. A lamp shows you as far as you need to go, but you need to take that step to see the next step. If you do not take the next step, you would not see the step that comes after that. See what happened to the wise men in Matthew 2 verse 10. Which says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy." This is taken from the Amplified Version. When you follow God's light, you will be filled with joy and rejoice exceedingly. You need to stop following your intellect, stop following your certificate, and start following God's light. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.